In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wednesday, the 17th day of August. It is good as always to have you with us, everybody. You know, it's rare that the CEO of a niche enterprise serving a loyal but relatively small customer base goes literally overnight from that to the very big leagues. But today, in campaign 2016, that is where we find ourselves. Donald Trump has named Stephen Bannon, until this morning, the executive chairman of the conservative website Breitbart News. He's named him as the new CEO of his campaign, the hearing of which might rightly make you ask, Stephen who? Adam Allington gets us going.
Steve Bannon has a seriously colorful resume. He was a Navy officer, then an investment banker at Goldman Sachs. Then he started a boutique investment house and through a single deal ended up with a stake in this.
He's somebody!
What about me?
You're nobody.
Why him? Why not me?
You got it. Seinfeld. That deal helped bankroll his move from Wall Street to Hollywood, where he began producing hard-edged conservative documentary films. It was on the set of one of those, about Reagan, where he met Andrew Breitbart, eventually becoming the chairman of Breitbart News. That's how Bannon and Donald Trump came together, through the Breitbart News Network.
They've been really the mouthpiece of the Trump campaign in a way that Fox News was the mouthpiece of previous Republican campaigns.
Dan Cassino is an author and professor of political science at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Under Bannon, Cassino says the network has gone all in on Trump, and that hasn't made him many friends among mainstream conservatives. Giano Caldwell is a Republican political consultant. He says the move to bring in Bannon might make some sense. Think of it as an unshakeup, while also removing any idea that Trump might temper his message for a general election.
There was a need to do something new, and I think what he's doing is something somewhat new, and it seems as though a strategy that may actually pay dividends.
So now the Trump campaign has Bannon and reportedly former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes. This has got people thinking, is this a return to the campaign's original MO, or perhaps the possible beginning of a new post-campaign media company? In Washington, D.C., I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.